Okay, good morning. I have to confess to you, first of all, that I have been struggling this week. Relate to that? And I was this close to contacting Hannah and bowing out. And then I shared with a very wise lady, and I confessed, didn't always make some good choices. And she said, well, it's not about you anyway, is it? It's about the character of Jesus. And I continued to kind of really seek God and pray about this morning. And then at 8:30 this morning, I kind of felt like God say, I've got to change your plan. Shut your book. I have it all written out in here if you want to come and have a look at it later, all my notes, they're all here. And just before we gather, I met with Helen and we were sitting out there and we were just praying together. And there was this envelope lying on the side. And it said, come, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not used to the Anglican kind of traditions, or whatever you want to call them, or what you call them, church calendars. So this is Pentecost Sunday. For me, Pentecost Sunday is every day. But we are celebrating and marking Pentecost Sunday today. And you know what I really felt? That I could talk for 20 minutes. And you may remember one thing of what I say, which would be great. But actually what I really felt the Holy Spirit wanted us to do was to encounter him today. And so I am being really vulnerable and really brave here, and stepping out on the water a little bit. But what I really want us to do is to, and the best place for us to encounter Holy Spirit is in a place of worship. So I have just pre-warned Matt about a minute ago, and we're just going to take some more time to worship Jesus. Because his presence is here with us. Holy Spirit, if you are born again, if you are filled, you are then filled with the Spirit. It says if you are born again, you are born of the Spirit. It says that in the book of John. If you are not born again, then come and talk to us and we will lead you to Jesus. But if you have made a decision to follow Jesus, then his Spirit resides within you. And it says that we are to live in the fullness and the overflow of Holy Spirit. And that is a relationship with Holy Spirit. And that's something that we develop. It's something that we continually develop and we continually are pushing in to more of his presence and more of Holy Spirit. And so I just wanted to start us off today by just taking time to tune in to the radio waves, which are already here. There are radio waves, and we just need to tune into them today, of the Holy Spirit. Because he wants to speak to you. He wants to come and refresh you. He wants to give you peace, joy, freedom, whatever it is you need today. Holy Spirit wants to give that to you today. He wants to know that you are empowered, so that when you go out of this place, you take Holy Spirit with you into your environment, whatever that is, and it makes a difference. I'm telling you that the Holy Spirit makes a difference. I've seen it over and over and over again in my life. I have the opportunity on a Friday to go into, I volunteer my services to go into A&E every week on a Friday morning. Not here, but another hospital. And a few weeks ago, we had the opportunity to pray for one of the staff. Because I know that when I go into places that I carry Holy Spirit and he will change things. It's not about me, as I learned at the beginning of this week. It really isn't about me. It's about who he has created me to be. So we were in A&E, and the person I was with had a word of knowledge for a porter, that he had an accident a few years ago. We didn't know that, but yes, he did. He had an accident, and he walked with a limp. So in the middle of A&E, in the middle of majors, we have been invited to go in there by the hospital chaplaincy team. So we go in as Christians to pray with people. And we just simply prayed for him. He was instantly healed. He walked down the corridor with no limp. And then we saw him, I don't know, 2 weeks later, and he is still healed. So wherever you go, whatever environment you're in, whether you're in business or in schools or in wherever you are, you carry Holy Spirit with you, and he will give you creative ideas, he will give you revelation, he will give you understanding, and you will be a joy in that place. You will make a difference in that place because we carry Almighty God within us. The God that created the heavens and the earth, it said in Genesis that his spirit was hovering over the earth at the beginning of creation. Holy Spirit creates things. He makes all things new. He made us new. We are a new creation. We live with the power of Jesus in us. And I also get the privilege of moving around a little bit in different Christian streams, because of what I'm involved in. So recently I was in Holland for 4 days, asked to go with a team of people to work with for 4 days to be with their leadership team of a church of 800. They have 30 youth leaders. They're training up. And the same thing is being said over in the Netherlands as it is being said here in England. Last week I was at Wildfires, which is probably slightly more Anglican, with HTB involved, with Pete Gregg involved. And again, the same thing is being said, that God is pouring out his spirit upon the earth. He's pouring out his spirit on normal people like you and I, who just surrender ourselves to Jesus, who just say yes to him, who are not afraid of counting the cost. You just say, yes, Jesus, whatever it is you want me to do, I will do. But the Holy Spirit is being poured out upon the earth. It's not something that happened years ago. It's not just something that's happening overseas, but it's happening in this country, in this nation, that Father God is pouring out his Spirit. There is an expectation that God is on the move, and he wants to involve all of us. You know, it says in his word, he said that in Romans chapter 8, brilliant, brilliant chapter in the book of Romans, and it's almost like the crown jewels of the book of Romans, and it talks about our life in the Spirit. And it talks about how we are adopted as sons and daughters. And that's all of us. You are adopted as a son and a daughter, and therefore you qualify. And his Spirit lives within you, and he wants to use you, and he wants to empower you. And so today, I just want us to take a few moments to tune in to Holy Spirit. Tune in to what he wants to do. Tune in to him, and then we're just going to see what he wants to do. Okay? Is that okay? So we're just going to connect. Don't think about the person next to you. Don't think about what's going on around you, but just focus your attentions, focus your affections to Jesus, to Holy Spirit, because I promise you, he's here. He really is here. And you know, we can carry on as we are, and we'll go to heaven, and that's wonderful. But he wants us to live under an open heaven. He really wants us to live with the excitement of what it is to be a Christian, what it is to carry Jesus when we go out there. And that will change everything. It will change your perspective. And it will change how you think about yourself. Because each one of us are amazing. Each one of us have something unique to give to the people around us. So we're just going to take some time and we're just going to worship him. And we're just going to press in to what he has for us. And we're going to say, come, Holy Spirit, and do something new. If you need refreshment, then ask God to refresh you. If you need peace, ask him to give you peace. If you need a breakthrough in your finances, ask him to give you breakthrough in your finances. But he will speak to you. Because he says in the word, my sheep know my voice. Okay? So if you want to stand, that's fine. If you want to sit, that's fine. But we're just going to tune in to what Holy Spirit wants for us today. Thank you, Jesus.